Well, the popularity of German supermarket Aldi continues to grow. Aldi usually shies away from revealing much detail about its organisation, but we've learned a little more about the financials of the company because of a submission made to the Senate inquiry into tax avoidance. And the company's pre-tax profits have doubled since 2010 to $261 million. The sales have grown to $5 billion. So we often talk about the supermarket duopoly across the country. But really, do we have a duopoly anymore, or do we have three options out there with Aldi? And Aldi is certainly no ordinary competition because they do things very, very differently from the other supermarkets. So I'm interested to know, do you shop at Aldi, 13 13 32? Why do you like Aldi? The reality is most products at Aldi are cheaper. Back in 2009, Choice did a study of a basic basket of grocery items. They looked at Aldi, Coles and Woolworths. Now, they weren't the same products because Aldi doesn't sell the same products as Coles and Woolworths. They don't generally sell the known brand names, but comparable products, and the price difference was stark. At Woolworths, you'd pay $176.77, Coles $174.97, at Aldi $87.68. It's a huge difference. Barry Urquhart is a marketing expert from Marketing Focus, who we often talk to on 2UE. G'day, Barry.
Good afternoon, Clinton.
The Aldi explosion in popularity, what do you think's the reason behind it?
Choice and lower prices. I think there's absolutely no question about that. They have grown since 2001 with no stores to over 350 supermarkets along the east coast of Australia. They've grown to something in the order of 11, 12, and in some instances 14% market share in certain regions. And I think that what that's reflecting on is that people are rejecting the lack of choice and the narrowing of choice within their traditional supermarkets because the products that they've grown up with, preferred and seek out, are progressively becoming less available, or if they are available, they're only available in certain sizes, which is not really satisfying the needs and expectations of customers.
Do you think the fact that they do things very differently, like the fact that they don't stock many brand name products and their stores are so radically different from a Woolworths or a Coles, has that played into their hands?
Oh, very much so, because let's put it into perspective for the advantage of your listeners. When you go to a typical full-service Coles or Woolworths supermarket today, there's approximately 35,000 products, models, sizes and shapes on the shelves. When you go into Aldi, it's 1,350 is the typical product range, which equates to about the same amount of products that you'd find at a post shop. So it's selective, it's everyday living, and it's very much into the lifestyle of Australians, whereby 24.1% of Australians now go to a supermarket up to five times a week. So they go to work, pick up the kids, go home, and on the way home, call into an Aldi, buy the merchandise, cook it, consume it, throw it away, don't worry about pantries, and go back to the same process next day. That's the primary target audience, based on lifestyle, that is appealing to and responding to Aldi.
Barry, Aldi has a pretty strong dedication to Australian product as well. 100% of their eggs, bread and fresh meat are Australian-made. Do you think that plays a part in it as well, people wanting to be more conscious of buying locally?
Oh, there's absolutely no question about that, Troy. People want local. And you know, IGA, and that's the one thing that we haven't mentioned at the moment, there are the independent supermarkets at the moment. They've struck a very strong accord with Australians about the way the locals like it. That's good news for distributors, manufacturers, marketers, farmers, orchardists, and that type of situation, purely and simply because of, you know, Nanny's, you know, frozen berries and that sort of thing. Peace of mind with knowing that there's food quality grown locally is a very important criteria, and it ranks at around about number four in the determination of where people actually buy their merchandise.
I must admit, I'm not an Aldi shopper, Barry. My wife is. She loves the place. But one of the reasons I generally don't shop there is because I do like the brands, the standard brands, and I guess that's because I've got trust in those brands. So it's interesting what you say about the fact that there is a loyalty now to Aldi and those brands.
Well, yeah, because for one simple reason, by and large, 12%, or about 1 in 8 Australians, are instinctively inclined to go to price, you know, the black and white or the black and gold label and that type of situation, driven very much by what we would refer to as value purchases, price-driven, very much like petrol. You know, you buy it when it's cheapest. But by and large, what has happened is that Coles and Woolworths have increased their market share of house brand products from something like 12% to 23 to 25%, and there's a very compelling reason why. Margins for the Procter & Gamble, Colgate, Palmolive, Coca-Cola products in Coles and Woolworths is about 23%. For Coles and Woolworths, house brand products record them a margin of 32%. Now, let's put that into perspective, and that's why Aldi has entered Australia. That's why Lidl, the similar German family-based discount supermarket, and Netta, coming out of Copenhagen in Denmark, they are wanting to come into Australia because the margins they're used to in North America, Europe and England is around 16%. Mm. So there's a huge profit margin. When people can come in and say, well, I can get the same and I'm reassured that it is sourced out of Australia, all of a sudden we've all become value purchasers.
Barry, you said that it's had an effect on the brands being stocked at Coles and Woolies, or the home brands that are being stocked, but surely it's also driving down the prices. Are we seeing that these other, and the independents, these other supermarkets are really struggling to keep up by cutting their prices?
Oh, yes, there's no question about that, Natalie. I think that what the Choice survey shows is that it's about a 40% margin. Now, let me put that into context. I am always interviewed by Today Tonight, and Today Tonight, which still operates in Western Australia, not in New South Wales, they're out there doing a price comparison. The interesting thing is that there is price variations between Coles and Woolworths supermarkets between themselves, but when you have Aldi come into a marketplace, instinctively you can expect prices to go down by an average 6%, and that resonates with consumers because I think what's changed? There's only one thing that's changed. It's Aldi. That implies cheap prices. And, of course, you've just seen the chief executive of Woolworths stand down, and there's a very good and compelling reason for that. He has confused the marketplace because in 1988 they introduced the fresh food products, and that was why people went there. Of 35,000 products, less than 500 were fresh, but it was a single message that said Woolworths, the fresh food people. Then they changed it to cheap, cheap. Coles went into,
prices are down.
Prices are down. But can I tell you right now, when people think cheap prices, low prices in supermarkets, the first company that comes to mind in a resounding statistic is Aldi.
Yep. Thanks for your time, Barry.
Thanks, Clinton.
Barry Urquhart from Marketing Focus.